What's up? Why are you awake so early? An alert? I don't think so. But my phone was over on this side of the room, so maybe I didn't hear it. Let me check. Holy shit. What? Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. Is this the message you got? Ballistic, that's like a nuke, right? It can't be real. It's probably some kind of false alarm, right? Or a joke? There's no way. Wouldn't there be alarms going off? Good idea. Let's turn on the TV.
The U.S. Pacific Command has detected a missile threat to Hawaii. A missile may impact on land or sea within minutes. This is not a drill.
Oh my god.
If you are indoors.
Did he say within minutes? Fuck, what do? Do we call mom? Okay, right. Let's go to your room first. It is closer to the inside of the building. I just need to get a few things. You still have that phone battery, right? Okay. I'll be right there. Jesus Christ, I'm shaking. What's happening? Is there gonna be a nuclear war? God. Yeah, we should call mom. Or, actually, never mind. No, it's nothing. Let's call her. Okay. I was just going to say, maybe it's not such a good idea. You know how she is, how neurotic and worried she gets about us, especially since Dad died. If she heard about this missile thing, she might break, you know? And what if it hit us while we're on the phone with her? I just don't want her to witness that. I don't know. Am I being selfish? You're okay with it? Yeah, I just don't want to spend my last minutes listening to mom cry either. Jesus. Well, if she hasn't called us at this point, then she's probably still asleep. Maybe we should text her? Okay, yeah. No, that idea is better. It's better to do a video. Okay. On the bed? Alright. Yeah, just give me a second. Okay, let's go. Hey, Mom. I hope your morning is going better than ours. Because, because we just got an alert over here that there's a ballistic missile headed for Hawaii. We don't know if it's going to hit us or one of the other islands or if it's just a false alarm, but it's probably going to land soon. And me and my brother just want to send you this, just in case. We love you so much, Mom. We just wanted to thank you for everything you've done for us. You've always been there for us, and you taught us so much, and you are the best mom in the world. And if this is goodbye, then don't be too sad, okay? We're perfectly happy with the life you've given us, and it's more than we could have ever asked for, so it's okay. So, goodbye, Mom. Hopefully I'll see you again. We love you, Mom. It's done. Shit. Yes, I need a hug. Thanks. Now, make sure to send it. Is it sent? Oh, good. Do you want to get under the covers with me? Okay. Can I lay on you? I'm feeling kind of, you know. Thanks, bro. Are you okay with this? I know I don't have any pants on because I just woke up, so if it's too weird... Okay, good. Are you scared? Me too. I actually didn't think you were scared for a while because, well, but when you hugged me just then, I could feel you shaking a little, and that scared me even more because, no, it's not your fault. It's just, well, you've always been so brave around me, and even after Dad passed away and Mom had to go into therapy, and when I had to move in with you, you were just so strong. Like, you always knew what to do. So when I felt you shaking, it was kind of disturbing. No, it's alright. I actually feel a bit safer now that you're holding me like this. Is that weird? Like, you have some strong arms, and they feel really nice around my waist, but I don't think they'll protect me from being vaporized when that thing hits us. God, that sounds like a joke you would make. No, yours are exactly that funny. You're not funny, but I laugh anyway, because I feel bad for you. I love you, big brother. Have I told you that today? I love you, and I don't want you to die. Yes, or be horribly radiated. Oh, you'd still love me if I was radioactive and deformed? No, thanks, bro. See? I was trying to have a sweet moment and you had to ruin it with your unfunniness. What if the new kid asked right now? The last thing you would have said to your sister is some goofy joke. God, this is messed up. There was so much stuff I wanted to do, and I feel like I haven't done anything with my life yet. I'm still so young. Regrets? Yeah, I guess. I probably should have spent less time studying and more time doing things with friends, traveling, dating, all that stuff. And I wish I had called Mom more often, and I wish I had spent more time with you, like this. I mean, we were always pretty close, but this feels special. Yeah, preferably without the incoming ballistic missile. And I wish I could have showered today so I could go out feeling fresh. Shit. I should have brought my moisturizer in here. I'm going to die with my skin all greasy. And I wish you could have showered too, you stink. And I never really got to have sex. No, really, really, never. I'm not joking. Oh, stop. Don't be like that. You're just flattering me. You're supposed to compliment me. You're my big brother. Well, as beautiful as I may be, All I've had to choose from so far has been high school boys. You know what that's like. You were like that once. Yes, you were. My God, you all boyish, you know? Like, now you act like a man. High school boys are just boys. No, it's not an older guy's thing. I just want a guy who... You know what? Shut up, you ass. Well, shit, man. I figured if the world's ending, it couldn't hurt to tell my brother I'm a virgin. I didn't realize it was going to be the hottest scoop of the fucking month. You dick. You could have just said, oh, okay. But you had to tease me about it. So, what about you? Yeah, do you have any juicy confessions? Regrets? Anything? Yeah, I wish I could have had the chance to see the next season of Stranger Things too. I guess the next season was a fine stopping point, though. Is that all? Well, I mean, that was basically the same as my answer. Spend more time with friends, call mom, and I get that, I do, but, like, are there no secrets you want to share? No? Come on, if there's time to tell me, then it's now. Even if you're embarrassed, it's not like I'll last for very long. So, spill the beans, my dude. Mm-hmm. No, tell me, please. Come on, tell me. No way. Come on, dude, that is a mean joke. No, I don't believe you. Fuck off. You don't have a crush on me. I'm your sister. Why would you say something like that if it wasn't true? I don't know, because you're a dick and wanted to pull some mean prank? Why would you say something like that if it wasn't true? Well, I don't know, because you're a dick and wanted to pull some mean prank? Why was it mean? Because, like, we're lying here, cuddling, and you're trying to make it weird because you think it's funny. I am not disproportionately upset. My upsetness is very proportional for somebody whose big brother just said that he liked her. It's weird. Yeah, I know you usually make weird jokes, but you just, like... No, you're not laughing. Are you actually serious? You swear this isn't a joke. Really? Well, it's okay. No, I'm not freaked out. You're just weird. That's nothing new, though. But, like, we're adults, and we see each other all the time, and we've always been close, so. And you're kind of really handsome, so, like, it's... I am not blushing. Shut up. Stop smiling like that, loser. Yes, obviously I'm embarrassed. Fuck you. Why? Well, because... Alright, fine. I guess it's kind of obvious, and we're about to die anyway. So, I'll just say it. I might have a little crush on you, too. Yes, really. No, I'm not just saying it to make you happy. I've liked you like that for a while. God, where is that missile? You can go ahead and blow us up now. Why am I embarrassed? Because, like, you're my brother, and it just feels like this shouldn't be happening, you know? I never thought I'd be able to tell you, and now that I did, it feels uncanny, I guess. How long? Oh, God, I shouldn't tell you. You're right. If we're about to die, then no more secrets. Okay, so do you remember when I was like 6 and... No, shut up! And we were in that huge pool in Maui. And I lost one of my arm floaty things and I started flailing around in the water like a helpless idiot. and you came and like wrapped your arm around me and swam me over to the shallow part of the pool. And then you went and got me the floaty back and put on my arm for me. Yeah, that was probably when I started liking you. Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. And you probably didn't even spend much effort doing it. But I was like 6, okay? It was like... Do you remember when you used to play pretend and you were the ninja or whatever and I was the princess and we pretended our dog was the monster and you had to save me from him? It was like that, but it was actually real that time. You were my hero and you saved me from drowning in like 4 feet of water. So, what about you? How long have you liked me? I see. Since I was 15. Of course. No, I know what it means. You don't have a cute childhood story. You just liked me when I started getting boobs. No, I don't mind. You are a guy. I kind of get it, though. Once you started working out... Your arms definitely became a significant factor in my attraction to you. Yes, I think you're hot, for a lack of a better term. Hey, shut up! This is so weird. Like, I've kind of fantasized about this sort of situation for a long time. And I've actually told you, no, not about being nuked, about finally confessing my feelings, I guess. Maybe since it was just a fantasy for so long that, like, this almost doesn't feel real, you know? Like, if someone had told me yesterday that I'd be sitting in my brother's bed and he was holding me and we were talking about how we've had secret crushes on each other for years and also there was a fucking nuke hurtling towards us, I would have said, well, that's, like, really unrealistic and stupid. Like, what kind of shitty fanfiction plotline is that? One day, they were about to get killed by a random nuke, so they sat on their bed and made out like they've always wanted to before they died. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, I said made out. I mean, it was a joke. But, like, we could. I mean... We've already established that we like each other in that way, and we could die at any moment now, so why not, right? I don't know. Is that crossing a line? Really? We should try it? Oh, okay. Well then, I guess I'll just get up on you like this. And lean into you a bit. Sorry. I'm just kind of nervous about this. Let me, just get my hair out of your face. Sorry about that. Brother, oh God, this is really happening. I'm really happy, but I'm also kind of sad because we should have started doing this a long time ago, and I just keep kissing me. Oh, I love this. I thought it would feel wrong, but kissing you just feels right, brother. Why did you have to wait until there was a missile about to hit us? Do you want another secret? The reason I didn't date any other boys in high school was because I wanted you, big brother. None of them were as good as you. Oh, your hands are really warm on my thighs. I knew you wouldn't mind that I wasn't wearing pants. I never thought my brother would be feeling me up. No, keep going. You can put your hands under my shirt, brother. I don't mind. It's okay, brother. You can touch my boobs. I want you to. Really. My brother's touching my boobs. Holy shit. Here, hold on a sec. Let me just sit up a little and take my shirt off for you. There. Do you like them? I'm glad. I thought you would. I bet you kept thinking about them the whole time I was laying on you, you sleazeball. Hey, do you think they're lopsided? Which one is bigger? Yes, this is a test. You'll have to inspect them. God, you're so cheesy. You. Do they feel good? Alright, thanks, bro. I'm glad my boobs have good consistency. You sure have a way with words. They have ideal elasticity, too. Fuck, brother, you need to shut up. This is getting too hot for me. Hey, shut up. Shut up. Wow, I can feel you against the inside of my thigh. I didn't think I could do that to you, big brother. Can I see it? please? God, I can't believe this is happening. All right, I'll just slide down a bit and slide your boxers off and... Wow, bro, I think I might need a minute. Oh, that thing looks ready too. Can I touch it? Alright, wow. My God, that made you that hard. Jesus, big brother. Oh, does this feel good? When I go up and down like this, I've never done this before, so. Yeah? Okay, I'll just. Oh, fuck. You're really hard. If I was you, I'd probably make some stupid joke like, it feels like it possesses optimum structural rigidity. Or some shit. Oh, brother. I'm going to apply some regular oscillatory movement to your rigid body to assess its offload capacity. Yes, I know. I'm sexy. Hey, for real though, I want to suck this. You okay with that? Okay, well, here it goes. Is this all right? Am I okay? Good. Look up at you. All right. Oh, wow. You're inside my mouth, brother. Is this pre-cum? Oh, that's so hot. Okay, I need to stop. I don't want you to finish too early. Too early for what? Oh, I kind of thought that. I mean, it was kind of implied, right? Or was I misunderstood? I want you. Oh, shit. Yes. Oh, kiss my neck. I want you to. I want you to fuck me, brother. You're kissing me all over. Take that shirt off. There. Whoa. When did my big brother become such a man? Let me just touch you and pull you closer to me. Mm-hmm. Ethan. You feel so strong and... this is really happening. And I want you so bad. Right now, big brother. Yes. Oh, please. Slide my panties off, brother. I don't need them anymore. Oh, it feels really good when you touch my pussy like that. Oh, fuck. I've never been this wet in my life. Oh, I'm wet for you, big brother. I've been wet since you let me lay on you. I've been wet this whole time. My body has needed you this whole time. Yes, brother. I'm ready. I want you inside me. Oh, God. I feel your dick pressing against me. Oh, fuck. Is this... are we really doing this? Oh, God, I'm sweating. Yes, I do want it. Oh, I'm scared, but I wanted this for all these years, so please, please. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can feel you, brother. You're pushing inside your little sister. Oh, big brother. Oh, please be careful. Big brother. You're finally fucking me. This feels so right. It hurts a little though. Oh, go slowly, okay? Yeah. Oh God, yeah. Oh, it feels really good. Does it feel good for you too? Does my pussy feel good? Seriously? Constriction pressure? Your cock is inside your little sister and you're still... thinking about shitty jokes? Oh, why couldn't you say some porny shit like, you have such a tight little virgin cunt, little sister? Like a normal person? Oh. Oh, you're so fucking hot. Oh, yes. Yes. Drill me with your big heart ballistic missile, big brother. See? I can come up with stupid bullshit, too. Keep going though. Okay. Okay, you can start resting a bit faster now. Oh, it doesn't hurt as much anymore. Oh, yes. Yes. Fuck. Oh, God. I can't believe this is happening. Oh, my sweet older brother. Who always protected me. Oh, always encouraged me. Who was always there for me since I was a little girl. Oh, you were always the best big brother to me. And oh, now you're fucking me so hard and I love it. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm yours, big brother. I'm yours. I've always been yours. Oh, I used to come into your room after you left for work. Oh, and your bed still smelled like you. Oh, and I would get under the sheets and touch myself, thinking of you fucking me like you are now. Oh, I wanted this for so long, big brother. And now you have me wrapped around you, with your cock pounding inside me. Oh, just like I've always wanted, and it's incredible. God. Big brother, I'm so close. Are you going to come? Oh, yes. Yes, it's fine. It's fine. You can come inside me, big brother. It doesn't matter anyway. Oh, God. I feel... Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I love you so much, big brother. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, fuck, brother. I'm gonna come for you. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, fuck. Come in me. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, brother. Big brother. Until, you know, I wonder how much time we have left. I'm here with you, like this.
I know everything will be okay. So, for the last time, I love you, big brother.